Mr. Andrew, do you ever feel like, you know, you're sitting there in life and you're like, man, you know what I really need today? I need a bit of a kick in the butt. I need a little bit of extra motivation. I need a little bit of, you ever feel that way, Andrew?
Oh yeah. Most of the time it's like at 4 a.m. when I'm getting up and getting ready to go to work. And that's the majority of the time. That's when I need that. Or right before I go to the gym. One of those two times.
Well, we have the ultimate combination then for you today. I am so excited about today's guest. He is the king of motivation. He is strength and conditioning coach of the year. He has been all over the place. He's coached for some of the best athletes of all time. Please welcome to the show, Lewis Corrala. Yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome,
Lewis.
Thank
you guys so much. This is great. I'm fired up. So thank you guys for having me. I can't wait.
You know, we call this show the Alpha Dad Show, and we've seen some speeches of yours. We've seen, you know, some epic motivational times of yours. You've been on some of the best podcasts. You've spoken to some of the top athletes. But there's a speech specifically that we saw a while back, and I was like, man, I would love to get this guy on the Alpha Dad Show. Let's go ahead and play that clip first out of the gate, just so people can get a taste of what the Lou is like.
All this work that you're doing, where no one will ever know if you don't. That's the real stuff. That's the touch the line. For example, if I go home at night and I'm a dad, right? I got to touch the line in my marriage, in being a dad, being a coach. And if I'm cutting corners, guys, I hope I get called out. Just like if you guys don't touch a line out there and I don't call you out, who am I helping? Not helping you, not helping our team. So nothing is personal, but the lesson is so valuable and I hope you understand it. Because if you don't touch the line out there, you ain't touching the line in the nutrition room. You ain't touching the line in the weight room. You ain't touching the line in the depth chart. And then all of a sudden you're mad you're not where you want to be. It all goes together. Just be a good dude that touches the line in every avenue of your life. I promise you, you will not regret that. Everyone understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's so every time I call you back in the warm-up, it ain't personal. It's touch the line.
Man, that is awesome. So good, Lou. I love that concept. Talk to us about touch the line. Talk to us about that philosophy. What is this touch the line philosophy?
Yeah, so a lot of people think that the little things don't matter. They think they don't add up, but they don't understand the good things add up and the bad things add up. So for example, like I said in that video, if you don't touch the line when everyone else does, it might not mean a lot at first. It might not hit you at first. Just like when you come back into the building, you might not put your loop in the laundry basket. Someone else might have to pick it up for you. Just like you might be late to a meeting, just like you might skip class. It just keeps going until you're in a place that you can't stand. And then you're not sure how you got there. So it's just the same stuff with the good habits. You can have a lot of great consequences in life if you do the right things.
That's great. That's so good. You know, you said in a another interview that so few people achieve great things. There's so few people who achieve the great things. And it's typically because they give up before the last rep. They give up in the last moments, right? So when you go home after work, you've got to spend time with your family. You know, that's that last rep. That's that last few hours of the day when you go home and you can't shut it off. You can't just quit. You can't turn off right before you go home. You've got to go home and be there and show up for your family for that last rep. So how important would you say is the last rep, whether it's touching the line or whether it's when you go home or that time when most people want to give up, that's where most of the gains are made. So how important is that last rep right there?
I mean, I could say a lot on this. So for family, like you realize real quick in this profession that I'm in, that, well, everyone's profession, the family that you have, like they're the only people that really care about you. Like they're the only people that genuinely are going to be there for you in your darkest times and will actually pick up the phone when you're calling for something you need. Or like people don't really care about you. And it's sad, but it's true. And it's been proven over and over again. The more I get let go in this career, the more times that don't go my way. It's just, don't take the ones in your life that have always been there for you for granted just because you're doing well now. Like that's the truth.
That's so good.
And then also like, you know, yeah, that last rep, it's like, okay, every program I've ever had, I try to create opportunities for kids to be tough. And it's the moments where I already did the workout, so I know what's coming. And that's what I'm watching. That's what I'm waiting for. That's the breaking point that I really want to see if they're able to go through, because that's mm-hmm. that same breaking point on a job interview when your wife doesn't agree right. with you, when your kids bother you at night. It's that same kind of, what are you going to do? How are you going to react? And how are you going to get through it? Because it ain't going anywhere.
Man, that's so good. You're the author of Firelighters 365. It's a daily motivational book. You can pick it up. I got one coming. I was hoping to get it in before the interview. I could hold it up, but I've not got it. But for the next 300, it comes in tomorrow, but the next 365 days, I got this now. I got my daily hit of Lou. But on the back side of it, there's these endorsements, and one of them is by a guy named Andy Frisella. He's the CEO of First Form. He's the founder of First Form and Supplement Superstore. It's one of the best. I live in Missouri, so those are like on every corner, and they're like the best. Like if you ever go to like Discount Tire or Chick-fil-A or some of these places where like the customer service is just above and beyond, you're like, are you guys real? Like, there's no way you guys could be this real. Andy Frisella is the founder of all that, but he endorsed your book on the back of it, which is, you know, like second to Chuck Norris. Like Chuck Norris be number one, Andy Frisella number two.
Close. It's a close second.
Close second. But I just got to read this real quick, and then my question follows this. But he said, every single person should start their day with a dose of Lou. He lives it, breathes it, and shares it in his being everywhere he goes. If you are a rare, high-drive human being that is intent on imposing your will on your life to create peak-level performance, this book is an absolute must. It's not optional. I mean, that is a heck of an endorsement there. But let me ask you, you got other endorsements here from like Dak Prescott, you know, Fletcher Cox, some of the best athletes here, just saying your motivational speeches after practice, after those last reps were just top notch. But how do you start your day? I notice, you know, sometimes if you're the source of motivation for other people, you have to have some kind of thing that starts that motivation. How do you put the jumper cables on yourself? Like, what does that look like for you to start that motivation?
So, like, yeah, that book, I mean, everything is a message I've given to the teams I've worked with over the last decade. You know, I've really taken a lot of time to think about what I wanted to put in there and, you know, if I even wanted to do it. But all those messages come from, like, when I work out alone on the field out there, when I'm running, I'm thinking, and what I just want to say to the team that day, or a lesson I've learned or a mistake I've made. So, like, my motivation doesn't really come from, like, oh, I can't wait to get up in the morning. It's, look, man, this is who I am. This is what I want to do with my life. This is, and the day after I got done playing football for the rest of my life, I was up the next morning sprinting like I was still playing, and I've never stopped. And I'm still, you know, 18 years out of the game, just acting like I play this Saturday. And I think that's helped my perspective on how I can relate and earn trust from these players I coach.
That's great. Yeah. And a second ago, you'd mentioned that all of the workouts that you're having the guys do, that you've done them before. So you know the tough parts, you know when they should be struggling, you know those difficult parts of the workout and everything. So if you've done the workouts before, that means that you got up earlier than they had to get up, and you got to the gym and you made it happen, and you did a 1 to 2 hour workout before they've even arrived. Before your day started, you're already doing the workout. So when you wake up at 3-4 in the morning to go do the workout, so that way you can be a great coach and know what they're going through. What's going through your head at 4 a.m. when the alarm goes off, it's ringing, and you get out of bed, or maybe you're not getting out of bed. You're sitting there like, man, I don't know if I want to get out of bed today. Like, what's going through your head at 4 a.m. when the alarm's going off?
Just, I mean, you got to set 13 alarms. So I'm not abnormal. Like I hear the first one, I turn it to snooze. The second one, I turn it to snooze. I'm a regular guy. I just, when I'm up though, I know what I have to do. Like I know what I want to do, and not just like because I want to do the players' workouts. Like these are my workouts. This is what I believe in. I'd be doing these kind of workouts if I was a strength coach or not, just because I feel like that's how I should take care of myself. But also, like as a coach, I can coach with so much more passion, so much more like genuine conviction when I actually know exactly how they feel. And that's, I think, fading quick in the world that I'm in. There's a lot of people that are quick to blame others that can't get stuff done, or point fingers and call kids soft. Or like if that were any kid, if that was my kid and a coach could never do what he's asking that kid to do, making fun of him or degrading him in front of his friends. That's someone I don't want to be. And that's someone I would never want my son to be coached by. So I'm not going to be that guy. And I'm just going to try to just be a good example for these kids and also my kids.
That's great. That's so good. Yeah, I know that in today's world, there's so many coaches, whether it's in fitness or whether it's in business or whatever it's in, there's so many coaches that have never done anything before. So seeing somebody who has actually gone through and had success and done the thing and knows the pain and the struggles, I think that's one of the many things that it takes to be a great coach. That's great.
And you see that often. I remember I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. My dreams, I was like second grade. And they're like, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they're like, do you want to be a firefighter? Do you want to do this? I was like, I want to be an entrepreneur. Like that always just stuck out to me. That was always so super cool. I went to college for a little bit. And when I was at college, my very first year, there was this professor that got up there and like spent like the entire class. It was like business 101. I mean, it should be like everyone in the class wanted to go into business, is what we're all going for. And he spent the entire class like, don't go into business. And here's all the reasons why you shouldn't go into business. And it's like, and he just talked about like how many lawsuits he'd been through and all these bad things. And I'm like, man, I don't think I'm gonna learn business in here. I'm gonna go learn business from people that are doing business. As a strength and conditioning coach, you're teaching this stuff, but you're actually living it as well. How do you balance that personal, walking billboard aspect with what you're talking to the kids about? Kids, I mean, they're young men, they're college kids, you know, you're dealing with middle schoolers or something, but you know, that, how do you balance that out?
There's times where, I have a lot of fun with the guys that I coach and for the competition of the day, cause every day we compete in something, I'll have my numbers up there. You know, what can you beat Coach Lou? And if you do, you can love sign it. The board. And if you can't, well, you're motivated to keep trying to beat me. It's a funny thing that, like, you know, I'm 38 years old, but I'm still beating all these kids in certain events. And
yeah, it's, look at you there, man. For me. What a beast.
It's fun for them. So I have a true joy in just challenging them and also having fun with them. I think it goes hand in hand.
You mentioned, touch the line in your marriage, touch the line as a dad. That same mentality of like motivation and all that, how does that carry over with your kids? Like, how do you bring that same level back home to your kids? How do you manage that?
I mean, in different ways. Yeah, I'm not like I'm not giving pep talks like that. But
let's go
every Saturday morning. Get up.
but I am the head strength coach for my son's baseball team.
And, oh, perfect.
You know, they're 10U travel ball and they're really good. And I had the ability to train them all January in our weight room here and
awesome.
Get them ready for February's practices. And so I warm them up before every game. I'm just doing my part. I'm just, you know, I'm thankful for the schedule I have so I can be at all that stuff right now. And my girls, you know, I get to their dance stuff. I get to their soccer games and I just try to be there. I mean, I think that's number one, like just be there for them. And I don't have to try to overthink it. Just do the best you can as situations come up to help guide them and just work with my wife on all that.
That's so good. That's great. So family, sounds like family is a great thing to you. Do you like work off of a schedule or a calendar? How do you kind of balance family and work and fitness and everything? How do you balance it all?
Come to work, do my job, and I go home and I try to do that job. You know, it's basically it. I don't have like a set schedule. I just know like, hey, Tuesday and Thursday, we got baseball. Wednesday, we got soccer. Saturday, we got everything. So we're back and forth.
Right.
But my wife's really the saint that manages all that stuff. And be really tough without her.
You're working with professional athletes. You're working with people like this is what they do. They're obviously they're students, but they're also like they're athletes. This is what they're doing. And I saw one of the days that you had your workout posted on there and it looked like a beast workout that you were going through. If you were going to program a workout though, for like a dad, like the alpha dad mentality here, how would you go about programming a workout for an alpha dad? Like a guy that goes to business, guy that, you know, comes home, how would you program that workout for him?
I would probably there's two things. Like I always try to get cardio and strength to get like strength to work in the same day. So the next day I can take off. So I'll hit three of those a week and I'll feel great. Like I don't have to do every day of the week because I'm taking 2 hours on 3 days of the week to get it all in. So that kind of manages my schedule a little bit better. And yeah, I mean, look, when I go, I'm going hard. Like I'm not playing around. Like I'm still sprinting really hard. I'm still running stadiums as fast as I can. And then I start my workout, you know, that's like just what I think is normal, I have realized is not so normal to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it's when I start posting all the stuff I'm doing, because recently I've done that. A lot of former players I've coached have reached back out and said, "Man, I don't think I got it anymore, coach. So for an alpha dad, like, look, if you can get 3 days a week of total body workouts, I recommend that with conditioning. So you can have your Tuesday and Thursday freed up and, you know, think about other things.
That's good.
That's great.
And they talk about that hybrid athlete mentality. You know, there's, you see like a lot of like ultra runners over here, and then you see like a lot of power lifters over here. But it looks like when I'm looking at your workouts, they seem like a good blend of both. Like a lot of like the sprint type stuff and lifting at the same time. Like what's the importance of the balance of both the sprinting and the lifting, and how do you balance those two?
I think it's really important to have both. Like, you can be strong, but are you tough? Like, you can be tough, but are you strong? Like, I want both. So balancing the heavy work with the high endurance work, I think, is very important for any human being. Because if you want any kind of mass on you, like muscle, you have to do a lot of reps. You can't just like do 8 sets of 3 and expect like everything's going to build. Like, it's going to get you strong. You also need the flip side of that, where it's, you know, maybe 3 sets of 30 or maybe 2 sets of 50 or lighter weight. That's not going to tax you, but it's going to make you feel a burn, have to fight, and it's going to blow your muscles up.
That's good.
Love it. That's great. So it sounds like you're working out 3 days a week and then taking, you know, what is that? 4 days a week off every single week. You're taking, you know, more time off, but you're working out for longer periods of time. Cause a lot of people that I know, they'll work out maybe 5 days a week for an hour a day. So they work out for a shorter period of time, but maybe they just do legs or they just do upper body. So it sounds like you're working out 3 days a week, but you're getting in cardio and you're getting in strength in the same. Is that correct? Is that what you're kind of the workout flow is for you?
Yeah, you got to give yourself 2 hours. I think if you give yourself 2 hours, you can get all that in. And it's funny, like I don't know if anyone else is like this, but I do the workouts before I write them. So like, okay. I don't know what I'm going to do that day. And if I had it programmed in that I was supposed to squat, but my back hurts, I'm not squatting. So like I have an idea. I know it's going to be total body. I know it's going to be conditioning, but I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. And then afterwards I go write it down.
Yeah, that's good. Gotcha. Okay. So it kind of evolves and changes as you're doing it. So when you get there at 4 in the morning, you're creating it and you're editing it based on what's going on that day and what's happening. So that's great. I love it. So throughout your week though, in between your workouts and maybe even the days you're working out, what does your nutrition look like? Cause I know that's a big part of it. Do you track your nutrition? How involved is your nutrition in your life, and then how involved is the nutrition in these athletes' life that you're coaching?
Nutrition is a big part of it. I would say the timing is more important than the what. Like if you eat before you lift and after you lift, you're setting yourself up for gains. If you have good protein in that window, you're setting yourself up for good building. But it's the stagnant, non-schedule stuff that crushes people. Like, you'll wait to eat, you won't eat breakfast, you'll sleep in, then you'll crush lunch, then you'll be so tired. And then you'll eat later at night at some point, and there's really no balance of like consistency. So I think like when athletes get on a really good habit plan, I think that's where they take off with all their strength gains, speed gains, vertical jump, all this stuff starts going up. When they eat breakfast, they have a snack, they eat lunch, they have a snack, they eat dinner, they have a snack, then they repeat it. So it's not necessarily the what, it's the when, and how consistent are you?
That's so good. Guys, you can go to Amazon and get Fire Lighters 365, daily motivational messages for coaches, athletes, and leaders. Lou, you wrote this book. Obviously you're planning on this being like a 1-year commitment. This isn't like a, you know, sit down on the toilet, read the whole thing in one sitting. This is meant to be like a daily dose of Lou, you know, a quick hit every single day type concept. What do you hope? Okay. So somebody starts this book, you know, day one today. It's, you know, April here. They start this book now and they read it for a year. Who are you hoping comes out on the other side? Like, what would you like to see some changes coming out on the other side 1 year? If someone gets this book today, they decide to read it for a year, who would you think would come out the other side 365 days of a daily dose of Lou?
I think a person that reads this whole book is a person that's not going to ever be scared of their potential again. Like, I feel like too many people admit their flaws, admit their mistakes. Not enough people admit their potential. And I really feel like if people started doing that, they'd be a little intimidated because of what they're not doing right now. And like, I'm capable of a lot. I'm capable of doing whatever I put my mind to, but what are you putting your mind to? And what are you not putting your mind to? Like, it's all there for all of us. You guys got a killer podcast. You put your mind to it. You committed to it. You invested in it. Like, I wanted to be a head strength coach. I didn't have any other option. That's what I was. That's what I wanted to be. And regardless of getting fired or being let down by certain people or losing faith and stuff, like, that was always it for me. So no matter what happened around it, it was still always it. And that's why I'm talking to you today. I have no chance if it wasn't that.
Amen.
So good. So good. And it looks like your book came out on July 5th. So we're coming up on 1 year of the release date of the book. So hopefully we get to see some like really good results coming from people here at the 1 year mark, 365 days later, and get to see some great results out of people and the stories and the changes that people have made. So I'm so excited to see that. And, but it's not too late for people to start today. They can still go get the book, buy the book and start their challenge, their progress here today. And then in 365 days from now, they're also going to see some great results. So Lou, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, sir. It's been an incredible interview here. I want to say thank you so much.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow, towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Andrew, are you excited? This is our favorite part of the show.
Favorite part of the show. This is going to be a good one. I'm excited about this one.
We just had Luke Corrala, man. That was so good. I'm so motivated, so pumped up, and we got some great reactions for you. Let's start with first reaction. Let's go. Got to get the lifting one in there.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this guy, Anatoly?
I've seen this guy. I haven't seen this video, but I've seen this guy.
The fake weights. Wait,
fake weights.
Fake weights.
Because if you will make like... like
those guys are huge.
If you heard this, like,
this is... just comes in and insults straight with the
ball. Yeah.
Easy.
Just.
This looks like... oh, he's revving it out.
This is what I said, guys. It's fake.
It's fake. Fake weights.
It's guys, fake. That pump
maybe
cover.
Maybe you're joking with me, but why do you use...
why are you joking with me?
Good joke.
This fake weights.
That's so
fake
good.
Weights. I fake love
weights.
Anatoly.
Why do you like the fake weights?
So you've seen Anatoly before?
I've seen him. Yeah, I didn't know there was his name. I just kind of seen him through scrolling and everything, but I love those videos. It's so funny.
He's actually a really cool guy. I'd love to have him on the show. If you guys have any connections to Anatoly and want to, you know, invite him on the show, we'd love to have him at some point. He's awesome. He's from Eastern Europe, grew up lifting weights with like bombs that never went off during like the Cold War and like World War stuff. So like he's grew up like just lifting metal. Like he's just an absolute beast.
Love
and then
it.
And then really developed out like at like 12 years old, 13 years old, 14 years old. But he's a strong power lifter. He's like world record, you know, power lifter kind of a guy. But he's super small because he's just strong. He's not like the hypertrophy, big muscles. He's just super strong. But he does he does these reaction videos like that where he goes into gyms and picks on the big guys and lifts their weights like they're no problem. He's super strong.
Like they're fake.
Anatoly.
They're fake. Love
Anatoly.
It.
Anatoly. All right, number two. This is I was inspired by you on this one. Why do you want to get rich so bad? What does rich mean?
One of my goals. The face.
That little boy's face, man.
Dropped into a fighter jet. Oh, love it. Then the so smile. Good. Then comes the smile.
He's fired up, man. Everyone wants to go fast.
Love it.
Isn't that good?
That's so good. That's great. No, he's got his son strapped into his Porsche GT3 RS, and he's just ripping it. That car is a very light. It is a race car. It is built to be like just on the track. It's a track car. And okay. So like, I mean, I can't even imagine like that kid's like, that probably is one of his first times, if not his first time in that car, dude, like based on his reaction, because he was shocked.
He was having a good time.
Then you get the smile. He had that great time. Oh, that was so fun. That's one of my goals. I can't wait for that.
Does Lincoln like to go fast?
He loves to go fast. Yeah, we've got an SUV that moves pretty quick. And I'll roll down the windows and open up the sunroof. And he's like, go fast, dad. And then we'll go fast. And he'll just giggle. He loves it so much.
I love it. My 2-year-old son, we were on the boat last week in Branson, and we were going pretty fast down. It was only like 25 miles an hour, so we were not ripping it on this boat.
Nah.
But he's like, dad, we're going so fast. Like, he was so excited. Yeah. He was just absolutely fired up. Like, little boys love to go fast. I think all men love to go fast. And
just like to move.
It was a Porsche GTR. Is that what that was? That was the car?
It's a Porsche GT3 RS was the car. So it's a track focus, very light. You saw the roll cage in the back. Like, that thing's made to be on a racetrack and move.
It's meant that 0 to 60, the acceleration, that's what it's meant to be doing.
Oh yeah. Like, so fast. So
I love
quick.
It. I love it. Yep. All right, number 3. Let's check it out.
What happens if we don't remind ourselves of that future that we want to create every day?
If you're not waking up being defined by a vision of the future, I can guarantee you'll be predictable, because you'll be in the memories of your past.
Ooh.
Period. It's the way it is. I want people to believe in their future more than they believe in their past. I want them to be more in love with their future than they are with their past. Mm. I want them to romance a new future more than they romance their past. And it's so much easier to forget our vision than to remember it. And that's why we have to remind ourselves every day.
What do you think about that, Dr. Joe Dispenza? Do you think it's better to be defined by a vision of the future or memories of the past, Mr. Andrew Bloomer?
Yeah, no, I very much so believe that you should be focused on the future and focused on it. It's okay, and it's good to reminisce about things and think about things and share memories and everything, but it's far better to think about the things coming up in the future, because that's still ahead of you, you know? Mm-hmm. And far too often I see that people get stuck in the past. Their entire life is defined by one moment that happened in their past, or mm-hmm. maybe one career move. Or, I mean, I've met people who their entire life was defined by a car wreck. They're not even necessarily different after the car, but the thing that happened. And people get stuck on things like that, and instead of just progressing and looking to the future, they hold on to that, and because of that, they never get ahead, and they're always stuck in the past. They're always stuck at that same spot, and it's almost like they end their life at that moment. Their life just stops because it doesn't progress past that. Their life is almost basically over as a result of their own thoughts and thinking and their own decisions, that they just stop.
Yeah,
they don't look at the future. Kind of sad.
I think most people are just so whimsical with life, they don't realize that they're actually the ones holding the pen. They're the ones authoring what they want life to look like. I think most people just, they're a leaf in the wind. They're dust in the wind. They're getting blown around from thing to thing, from experience to experience to experience, good or bad. You know, good things happen. They're like, hey, this is great. Bad things happen. Oh, this is bad. And they don't realize you can make life look like anything you want it to look like. Bad things are going to happen. Yeah. Good things are going to happen. And you can kind of bounce off those things, react to them. But at the end of the day, you're on a people mover, and you're deciding where you're going on this people mover. Mm-hmm. You're moving through life, through time. You can't go back. You can't change what happened, but you can change where you're going. You can change what you want your future to look like. And I think that's what's so inspiring about Lewis Carolla or Clay Clark or any of the amazing guests we've had to talk about on the show. They've all had a moment where they're like, I'm going to make something different in my future. I'm going to make something happen. I'm going to force my will upon something and make it happen. Yeah. And any given day, Alpha dads out there, you guys can do that as well. Force something to happen, make something to happen out of nothing. You know, it's all a blank page. Mm-hmm. You can make life look like whatever you want it to look like. If you've been a bad dad in the past, choose to be different. If you've not prioritized your kids in the past, choose to be different. If you've not prioritized your marriage in the past, choose to be different and put something on your calendar, be intentional about it, and step up. You know, and speaking of stepping up, we got Mother's Day coming up here very soon. So make sure to go to mypillow.com. Be intentional about that. Make sure you take care of the woman, women, all of them, all the women in your life. Get them some new sheets. You know, a lot of guys I talk to, I'm like, when was the last time you got new sheets? And they're like, oh, on our wedding day.
When was the last time you got new sheets for your mom?
Probably never.
Today's the day.
Get some Giza sheets, man. These are like the luxury sheets. Like when you go stay at like a Ritz-Carlton or something really fancy, and they got those thread counts that you can't even count that high. That's how high those numbers are. That's what these sheets are. They're luxury, but they're at an affordable price. They're like compete at Walmart prices, but they're like the luxury sheets that you get at like a luxury hotel. So go to mypillow.com. I'll tell you guys a little secret. You ready? Zoom in here. Zoom in real close. If you use promo code DAD, D-A-D, spelled the same either way, D-A-D, they give you these massive percentages off of the prices. And it goes from like $80 for a set of sheets down to like $29 for a set of sheets or $39 for a set of sheets. It's crazy. They make these incredible prices. And the more you stack up, the more you save. But go get something for the women in your life. All of them. Go your wife, your daughter, your mom,
your auntie, your cousin, whoever.
Go get some stuff. Mother's Day's coming up. And don't slack on it. Don't wait till the last minute. Go order it now. You know, don't give her a picture of what's coming in the mail for Mother's Day. Go order it now so it's coming as you're speaking right now. And use promo code DAD. You get massive discounts. And guys, we thank you so much for watching us on Alpha Dad Show every single week. Go to YouTube. Make sure you follow on our YouTube and go to youtube.com, search Alpha Dad Show. It's a new YouTube account for us. We're super excited about it.
And go check us out on Instagram. We've got a new show here, a new Instagram account. We're uploading daily success tips, daily motivation, daily content on that Instagram. And you can learn a lot. You can share it with people that you know that might need to see some of this content. And we would love to get more information from you guys, more reels to react to, more videos to react to, and questions that you want answers to, or you want to see our take on or our opinion on, or some of the successful people that we're interviewing, their take on these things as well. So go check it out on Instagram. It is Alpha Dad Show, and give it a follow.
And someday we're going to be famous and you can say, hey, I was watching those Alpha Dads when they only had small numbers of subscribers. And we'll thank you guys. We'll thank you guys for following us, and we'll see you guys next week on the Alpha Dad Show.